we can take back anywhere. We are actually worshiping the hunger. Out of the 9 processes of devotional service, it is called Padasevanam, worshiping the lotus feet of the Lord by worshiping his beloved devotee, Sri Jamuna Devi. In the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan, the Jamuna eternally flows to give pleasure to Sri Sri Radha Krishna and all of the residents of the spiritual world. And our acharyas explain how Vishakha Devi, who is an immediate expansion of Srimati Radharani, she herself takes the form of the river Jamuna. Jamuna is the expansion of the Gopi Vishakha. And in this expansion, she gives eternal pleasure to all of the residents of Vrindavan through her ambrosial sweet waters. Krishna would take his cows and friends to drink from the water. Krishna and the gopis, at their most intimate times, they would bathe in Jamuna. And it is explained that when Jamuna was instructed by Krishna and Sri Radharani to descend into the material world of Gokul, she appeared as the daughter of the sun god, Vivishwan, and also the sister of Yamaraj. So therefore, those who sincerely and prayerfully worship Mother Jamuna and bathe in her waters, they become very dear to Yamaraj, so he does not disturb you, but he gives you his blessings. It is explained in the Bhagavat as well as the Padma Purana. In fact, many literatures, that by bathing in the river Jamuna, one is freed of all one's sins. And by bathing in the river Jamuna sincerely, one is awarded pure devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna. But how is it that we bathe again and again, but still we are not experiencing the ecstatic love of Krishna, which Jamuna Devi has come to the world especially to bestow upon the Lord's devotees? It's because we must learn to bathe in the Jamuna without offense. Just like if we chant the holy name of Krishna once without offense, we attain pure devotion. But we are chanting again and again, but because we are chanting offensively, we are not experiencing that pure devotion. In the same way, if we bathe in Jamuna without any offenses in our consciousness, immediately by the touch of the holy waters, or just by bowing down to the river Jamuna, or tasting the sweetness of her waters, we will immediately be bestowed prema bhakti, the pure love of Vrindavan. But even if we are offensive, by carefully trying to guard against the offenses and sincerely in a service mood, in a prayerful mood, if we chant the holy names and we bathe in the river Jamuna, we get immense purification and gradually attain that stage by which we are proper recipients for pure love of God. Jiva Goswami quotes from the Varaha Purana that the river Ganges, which emanates from Viraja, beyond this material world, has come to this universe to purify everyone. But if the river Ganges is multiplied 100 times in its power to purify, it becomes Jamuna Mai. Jamuna Mai ki! Jamuna has descended from Goloka Vrindavan into this world, especially to assist in the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and especially to bestow pure love of Krishna upon everyone. So now let us very prayerfully go to the river Jamuna. When we approach Jamuna Devi, we should first, before touching her waters, we should sincerely bow down our heads to the ground. And then we should sprinkle 3 drops of water on top of our heads. Then we should sip 3 times the water of the Jamuna. And then, with as much devotion as we have, we should faithfully enter into the beautiful waters of Jamuna. Do not try to judge the Jamuna by our material eyes. We must see through our ears. We must understand the purity and the sweetness of this great opportunity to enter into Jamuna's blessed waters through the words of Krishna, of all the great saints, and all the great scriptures. And before we enter Jamuna, my humble recommendation is that everyone, abandoning all sense of false prestige, should prayerfully roll in the dust of Brijbhumi. We should not do it in a way of showing off. We should do it in a mood of respect. Akrura, when he came to Vrindavan from Mathura, when he saw the footprints of Krishna, he fell in the dust of Vrindavan and began to roll in that dust. And Srila Prabhupada explains that this is the way everyone should come to Vrindavan. And we should come in a humble mood, ready to roll in the dust of the holy dham. It is explained that the dust of Braja, the waters of the Jamuna, and the beautiful sight of Govardhan Hill have great, great power to purify our hearts and attract the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead if they are worshipped properly. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
So we'll find a nice dusty place. And after taking bath, we will go to Krishna will follow us, and we'll go to the buses will be waiting, and then we'll go to Krishna Balaram Mandir for prasad. And just after prasad, return immediately to the buses, and then we will continue our parikrama. Hari Om.
Hari Om.